And finally today, some instant etymology. The origin of certain phrases are simply lost to history. Why, for example, 23 skidoo? Why not 22 or 25? Now there's a new phrase that has popped up in New York. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca has this report about a woman who's become a catchphrase without even realizing it.
Every year, four friends who met in college a decade ago and now live in different parts of New York and New Jersey take a hiking trip in the Adirondacks. But this year, Mike, Rob, and Patrick were getting a collective earful from Avi. Avi wasn't happy with the logistics, the provisions, or much of anything to hear Mike Ferrara tell the story.
So, like, we all wanted to leave at 9, and he was like, we should leave before dawn. And then he started saying, like, our gear was insufficient and that we hadn't budgeted our time right. And finally, I just turned to Avi and I was like, dude, you're being such a juror number four.
Juror number four. The presumed holdout in the high-profile trial of Tyco executives now taking place in downtown Manhattan. Well, high-profile for a corporate corruption case. But over the weekend, after the Tyco jury sent notes to the judge complaining of poisoned deliberations, the New York Post put an artist sketch of juror number four on the cover, flashing the A-OK sign to Tyco lawyers. The Post went to town, dishing details of her life, her education, her tipping habits, and her well-documented history of recalcitrance. Sooner than you can say instant messaging, juror number four was part of the lexicon. Take this scene, last night, trivia night at Dempsey's, a Greenwich Village bar. The MC reads 12 teams' trivia questions.
What state has the only unicameral legislature?
Members of a team calling itself Yankee Hotel Jetlag debate, and one team member takes a defiant stance.
It's above Arizona. Arizona, write down Arizona now. Write it down.
Soon, they hear the answer.
What state has the only unicameral legislature? Nebraska.
Here's how Gilda, who was sure it was Arizona, gets hazed by her teammates.
You don't think you're a juror number four? Without, no?
Judith Hamilton, a linguist at Grinnell College in Iowa, and author of From Ping Pong to Bling Bling, Slinging the Slang in America, says that for a current event to give rise to an expression isn't uncommon, but the speed with which this neologism was adopted is surprising.
Watergate, or at least the suffix gate, for instance, was instantaneous coinage, meaning any scandal, but news moves faster than ever. Blogs and the internet disseminate information without going through official channels. I think we'll begin to see more of this instant slang, if you will, given how instantaneous our world has become.
In fact, blogs did play a role in popularizing the phrase. The New York City-based blog EyesGlazedOver.com has launched a campaign to inject the phrase into conversation, even turning it into a verb. To juror number four a situation is to gum it up, or to be stubborn in the face of overwhelming evidence. Ironically, at a time when people from all walks of life are calling each other juror number four in New York, there's one person who's not. Because she's sequestered and has her media censored by court officers, juror number four herself doesn't realize her reach has extended beyond 11 other people in a jury room who just can't seem to come to a conclusion. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.